Oh, this is Aaron Jones, magician with another magic audiobook coming to you from Shikoku in Japan. And today on the magic audiobook, I wanted to talk about when someone tries to do you a favor, and this happened to me recently, and they book a show for you. In my case, it was another magician. He couldn't do the show that somebody had asked him to do, and so he booked the show for me. And to convince them to book me, he told them various things about my show, about what the act was like and what I would do at the show. And he failed to inform me of all the details about what he had told them. And so he phoned me up and he told me that he wanted me to do a show on this date, a 30-minute show, and sounded good. It was at a cafe, and I thought, oh, that's perfect. And then I said, yeah, no, that's not a problem. I am free that day to go do the show. And I started to, you know, arrange what I was going to do in the show, my regular kind of stage show. And then he phones me back the next day, and then he says, oh, but you're going to have to do this. I told them you would do this. And, oh, okay, I don't actually do that. But, yeah, I can put something together for that. And so I worked to put something together that would work for the show. And so I got all my show together. I traveled out of town. It took about an hour and a half to get to the venue, and I got to the show and set up. And I find out there's more stuff that he had told them that I was going to do in the show, and things that I didn't know about. He didn't tell me, which is really interesting, because usually he's seen my show before and that he had told them he's going to hire me, and he told them that. Because I never got a direct communication, because he did it all for me, arranged everything, and so I thought it was going to be a really easy show. In the end, the show did go over very well, and unfortunately, I did have to edit the show last minute and on the fly, and I was able to do everything that was kind of expected. But what I want to be warning is, be careful when someone, you know, does a favor, and it's always appreciated when someone books a show, but be careful what they say. Find out exactly what they tell the client, what they have told them, if they are trying to do it completely like an agent in between, that they don't oversell the show or say things about your show that are not true or impossible. It's almost like false advertising. It's bad for you and it's bad for the venue. They are expecting something. You get there and find out stuff is expected of your show that's not going to happen, so be careful of this. So when someone does do a nice favor like this, and of course we always do appreciate it, find out exactly what they said to the client, and then really I should have tried to talk to the client, but in this case it was a little bit difficult situation and I wasn't able to talk to the client directly because of the situation and the relationship I have with this magician. So it was a little bit difficult. It was kind of like he booked the show. He's kind of a magician, but he also books shows. So I was a little bit upset that he had told them a bunch of stuff that I was going to do and then failed to let me know about it. So be careful about this. And if this ever happened to you, please let me know how you dealt with it. And this is where experience come in. My many years of experience of performing was able to get me through the situation. The audience loved the show. In fact, the person who had booked the show for me phoned me the day later and told me that the people were very happy and they want to have me back. So that's good. I ended up after the show doing a bunch of close-up that wasn't a part of the show, because I knew that there was stuff in there that probably they had told them that I couldn't do, and I kind of tried to do. I said, oh, I'll do some close-up magic afterwards. And so they were very happy. And I think they probably realized, too, there was a kind of not communicated between the person. They know the person, and maybe they know. But what I want to talk about is, yeah, be careful about people who sell your show for you, and that they don't oversell you and don't sell your show as a product that can't be delivered. Just like any product that's being sold, make sure a third party is selling your show, that they have all the facts right, and that they don't sell something that is going to bite you at the venue. So until the next audio boo, you can contact me at aaronjones.com or on Facebook at Aaron Jones Magic, or at Twitter at Aaron Jones Magic as well. And until next time, have a great one and goodbye.